Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Yes, we are. The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Here we go. In the other room is Scotty B.
Hi,
Scotty.
Hello.
And there's Gandhi.
Hello.
And there's Gary. There's Garrett. Here's Danielle.
Hello.
And here's Nate.
Hello.
Looks so handsome.
So handsome.
You got your hair cut. You look really good.
I got them all cut.
Oh, yes, boy. That's my dad's joke. Thank God. Miss you, Dad.
Yeah, I finally found Danielle. I finally found somebody that really knows how to cut my hair.
Yeah, well, how did you find this person?
Trial and error.
Okay.
A lot of error.
I'm getting my hair cut today. I can't wait. Tons of error.
Yeah.
Error. Look at Deanna. Look how handsome he is. What do you think, Deanna?
Yeah, he looks good.
There you go.
You. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's just kind of like a standard guy's haircut, but it's hard to find somebody that you trust with your hair. Like, you go to the same person all the time.
Well, this is my second time going to her.
Oh, so you're experimenting too.
Kristen, love her.
Yeah.
But Garrett goes to Kristen too, and his hair's crazy.
Well, yeah, I haven't, it's been like a month and a half, so my hair grows quickly.
It's up.
Yeah.
She was the one that told Garrett, you know what, you need to get your hair in the air.
Well, she works on some great hair, too, across the board, and she goes, let's try this way. And so it's trial and error, like Nate said.
I like your hair.
Thank
so what's
you.
The average price for a haircut for like you people that spend money on haircuts?
$50.
Me, I'm at 23. That's what I pay.
Okay, that's a barbershop then.
Barbershop, yeah.
Yeah, 23 is nice and cheap.
Really good. They do the razor, ask if I wanted a full-on shave.
Do you remember when I was a platinum blonde?
Yeah.
That was like $700. I mean,
are you kidding?
Wow. $700?
Well, I had to go back and get it tuned up.
Where the hell did you go for that?
Okay, everyone calm down. I had to go back and get it tuned up. And so, I mean, like in a couple of months' time, it was a couple hundred dollars.
You ever going
to
do that again?
No, because Alex said I look like a whore.
So I
love you, honey.
I go to this place, and I don't know if I'm being scammed. Again,
I'm
in the market. Thanks. I'm in the market for a new hairstylist, and I've been trying different places. And the last three that I went to, they all have different prices for different stylists. So if you want the novice, it's $40 for a men's haircut. $50 for the junior, $60 for the senior. So I'm like,
that
a $20 price differential. But who's to say that the novice isn't going to give you a better haircut for your head than the senior?
I'll try it.
You got to roll that dice.
I don't know.
I
just went right in the middle.
That's how it is in where I go.
I take the 50. Yeah?
Stylist, 1, 2, 3. Like, I think it goes up to 6 or something.
But you got to start somewhere.
They have a master.
Yeah, they have a master.
The master.
And actually, that's what it's called, the master stylist.
Okay, so
we can't use that word master.
Yeah. It sounds awkward.
I don't like that.
Well,
what do they call the bedroom?
Master
a craft.
You
can master a craft.
What do they call like a bedroom now?
It's the primary bedroom.
Yeah, that's a different.
The primary hair cutter.
That's
exactly
like a masterpiece is something an artist creates that is his most impressive work.
It's well, so in other words, the guy who makes the most money at the barbershop is the guy who owns it.
Right.
Or has the biggest ego.
Or has been there the longest time and taken more classes and, you know, stuff like that.
So there is a difference then.
Start with 40. See what happens.
I go for
how much did you pay for that?
50.
It's a good haircut.
I love when those.
It's all right.
When
I don't love it.
He mentioned, I'm looking for a new stylist. The Gandhi's eyes shut up to his hair.
I just wanted to see what was going on.
She's just sitting there looking at it for a few seconds. Going,
did you investigate?
I did. You know, when someone says that, you look at their hair. Like when we were talking about Nate's haircut, of course, the first thing I do is look at his hair. Nate, I think what it could have been with you for a while, you have curly hair. Mm-hmm. There's a different type of haircut for curly hair. I know because I have curly hair.
It took me 40-some years to realize. Do not use thinning shears on your hair if you have curly hair.
Right.
Because then it just, you get the Albert Einstein effect.
So you want to keep like the water dog feel.
Yeah, you kind of got to like cut with the grain, I guess, for lack of a better word. But like for women, I didn't realize how expensive your haircuts are.
Oh my God.
Like Heather got back, she goes, I got my hair done. I go, how much was that? I'm thinking like maybe $100. She was $500.
Wait, what?
Okay, that's a little excessive, Nate.
No way.
I think it was like color and stuff too. I don't
color. Color can be very expensive. Now I had a friend who did color correction. So if someone fucked up your hair color, you would go to him to fix it, and he would. He knew his chemicals. He knew how to do all he knew how to do all that. But when you go to do color correction, you have to be careful because that's when the hair can start to burn and fry. Stuff like that.
There's a guy in Dubai. His name is Mon Hair, I think. Wait,
let me see. A Dubai guy?
Yes, hold on. I want this guy to just touch my head once.
Oh.
Is he one of those guys that like lights your hair on fire and then cuts it?
He makes his own products, and he has all these boxes, and he knows exactly what color combination. And he makes these women look like, how the hell did he get that color in one sitting? And he's like rubbing all the stuff through their hair.
It's a science.
Oh my goodness! One time, I just want to go there, and I'm going to Dubai just for that. Amazing. He's amazing.
Okay. We're gonna send you there.
Thank you.
I want to get the samurai sword haircut. Have you seen that one?
I don't want
they
that.
They just cut your hair with a sword.
I don't want
so
that.
Cool.
Why would anyone want that? No.
It's like the fire one, too. They light your hair on fire, and then they start, like, cutting it.
There's that smell.
No. Where is that?
just give me a haircut.
Have you ever taken a picture in, like, of a famous person, like, I want this one?
No.
No. No.
You know what they did yesterday? I was so appreciative of it. As a guy, you'll probably know this. When you get your hair cut, they'll always say, hey, do you want me to put some gel in there? I'm like, no, I'm going home and washing this shit out, all these little tiny hairs.
Yeah.
Why do they ask if you want it styled?
Because sometimes you have a place to go after.
Yeah, and have you seen that container of gel, all the other little hairs that are in there from other people? Gross.
What I'm saying is, like, I have all these little hairs all over my face, my forehead. I'm going to take a shower and get all that crap off.
It's good to take a shower after a haircut. But if you're on your way to an event or something, you know, because a lot, like, my friends, my girlfriends, they'll get a blowout, like, right before they throw their stuff on and go to an event.
Yeah.
And blowouts, to me, I love that industry has taken off.
Yeah.
There's, I mean...
The blow-dry bar. That's all they do.
Yeah, near my apartment downtown, there's a blowout place every block.
I want to open up massages only for your head because, you know, that's the best part of getting your hair done is like the 5 minutes that they put that conditioner in and then they rub. That alone, I would pay money to go and have
that.
Not in my place. Yeah. I got a creepy old man that has one of these old school massagers that he puts on his hand.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. Wait, really? Didn't you end up naked in a closet the last time you went to get a haircut? Like getting your nipples shaved?
Yeah. No, several times. This has happened... Every time he goes, he gets naked in the closet. Tell the story, Scotty.
Well, I mean, I was going to see Froggy maybe a year or so ago, and I knew there was going to be some beach involved. So, you know, I asked the guy to shave as far down to the back of my neck as possible, and he's like, you want me to just do your whole body? And I was like, all right. He said, take your shirt off and meet me in the closet.
And that wasn't suspect at all.
No. I've been going to this place for years.
Well, and that's he doesn't want you disrobing in the barbershop, but he's, I'm sure he does a lot of full body shaves.
I don't know if that's really their specialty.
In the closet.
Did you pay extra?
Did you pay extra for that?
Yeah, it was like $25 more.
We never find out how much Scotty pays, though, for his haircut.
Well, it's been going up. Mine's also $22 now.
Right. They are finding more creative ways to charge guys more by giving you a whole experience. Because some of these barbershops you go into, it's like you sit down, like, would you like some scotch? You want a cappuccino or something? And I'm like, oh, wow, drink service. This is great. And then they interest you in the single edge razor shave, where they do a whole thing with hot towels, and they lean back in the chair. You lean back in the chair, and they shave you old school, like you're in the 1950s.
Yeah. That scares the shit out of me.
They still have a leather strap on the side
Barber
of the chair.
Fleet shave on the way.
I got it done though. I got it done. I got to say, it's nice to be pampered. Yeah. I could see why sometimes women spend a lot of time in the salon, and they just, you know, just taking their, you know, time and chilling, hanging out, talking, having a beer, I guess. I don't know.
Yes,
it was cool.
All the
it
time.
It was a great experience.
Oh, beer at the salon.
But that is
good. I like to pop
a bottle.
Pop a
Pabst
Blue Ribbon with
my dog 2020.
With my gal.
Give me a can of
The time that I did that,
and a cigar.
The experience was like over $100. I'm like, oh shit.
That's crazy.
I'm like, I didn't sign up for this, but of course, you sit there and you get suckered in.
What was the movie where the guy took you in the back and he like had his way with you and cut your hair and then sent you back on the street?
Huh? I don't know, but I want to go.
Yes. Yes.
Was that an Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, what was the name of the guy? Yes.
It was an Adam Sandler.
It was
Zoolander.
No.
The Great Zohan or something?
Something like that. He was the Israeli commando.
The Great Zohan.
Wait, he takes you in the back and
Zoltan
has his way with you.
Wait, what the hell was the name of the movie?
Wait.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zohan.
I never saw Zohan.
Hold on.
It's actually like one of those, like, I'm never going to watch this. Then you watch it, like, all right,
see it on a plane. Watch it on a plane.
It's a plane film.
Barbershop is the first place.
The ladies go in the back with him, and he's like, and they all come out with new hair and very happy expressions.
The barbershop is the first place I ever saw a Playboy when I was a kid. They used to just have him laying all over the place in the 80s.
You're such a perv.
Imagine that's where it all started for you.
Probably
because
Peter.
Damn
Peter, the barber.
Perfect name.
So,
wow.
What else do you want to talk about?
I can't believe you went in the closet, Scotty.
What? They don't have a special room for it. Not many people get it done.
That is the special room.
How much extra did you pay?
$25.
What's that?
$25?
Yeah.
That's a lot to trim your body.
He said usually it's $40. He gave it to me for $25.
Well, sure he did.
Wait, did he do the front too?
Like,
didn't you get your full shaved?
Yeah, it was my stomach, my back.
Your lower back?
My arms.
Do you think he would have went all the way if you asked him?
Yeah, he said, do you want me to do your legs also? I was like, no, I'm good.
Hang on. Did he tuck the apron into your waistband so you didn't get the hair down?
No, there was just hair everywhere. We didn't do the plastic bag like you.
Hey, do we have a plastic bag in here so you can see?
Can you get me a plastic?
Nate,
I'll show you.
Nate will show you. He'll demonstrate what he does.
I did this the other day.
And this is how we'll wrap up this incredible.
This is also a best of. I remember this podcast. Technique.
It worked. I'm telling you.
He was out in the living room showing us all these. And I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, this is how
I used to shave my pubes in the backyard, but the guy next door cut down all the bushes.
Don't turn around. I love New York. I'm
yeah, we do that.
Great marketing.
So, in order to catch all the hair from your nether region, your
nether region.
You put the bag like this.
Bless you.
On one leg.
So it's like a diaper effect.
Yeah.
Like
a diaper. I love New York.
It's like a hammock.
It's a pube catcher.
Creating like a hammock.
Look. And then when you trim your pubes, they all land in the bag. It works.
You must wait a long time to trim your pubes. That much is coming off.
My hair grows really
We're going to need a bigger bag.
Or a hotel shower drain. I mean,
well,
it works just the same.
That's what I'm going to do in the Hard Rock. But
No. He won't do that. He won't be doing that, we promise.
What happens if you lose your balance and stumble while your legs are on
it? Almost happened a couple of times.
All the hair goes all over him.
Get out the vacuum cleaner.
Like a wiggle and a fall.
Scotty, is Peter flying in to do that for you?
Yeah. Peter's long dead.
It looks like we've reached the end of our podcast.
And on that note,
wow.
Have a beautiful day.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.